Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. We want to welcome you to their Tuesday morning. And I wasn't able to find the MASH theme for him, but I did find George Thorogood's Bad to the Bone, Dr. Chuck Cavalero, RGH. Good morning, bud.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'll get the MASH theme next time. How's that sound?
That'll work.
I figure this is, it's got the word bone in it. I figure, hey, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. That'll work.
Yeah, sure.
Well, look at, he's not amused.
No, I know. I know. Anyway, so here we are, and you've been checking in regularly with us, and really appreciate an expert. Now, you're right in the midst of things. You're how long have you been working at the emergency department at RGH?
I've been at General for 22 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow. How about that?
You've seen
That's awesome.
All. You've seen a lot then, haven't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing this for 30.
Wow. So. And you're so young. You're only 30. It's just like that.
We did a
Doogie Howser right here.
We have a question from a listener that Sandy got by email. Do you want to read that?
Yeah. Okay, so it's from David. He says, I'm not sure if this question was asked with Dr. Charles.
Ooh.
He called you Dr. Charles from RGH. Okay, I've heard if you're young and healthy and get the virus, you'll recover and be fine. But at the same time, we see young people that are getting it and are young and healthy and unfortunately have passed away. I don't know if this question has been asked, even though I listen as much as I can. Congratulations on 20 years with Scott on the air.
Oh, that's nice.
Here's a drink for you. No.
Nice.
Okay, so what do you – and I think that is kind of a – like, I don't know. We are confused because you hear one news story that you're safe, you're okay. And then you hear another news story that, yeah, you're young and people are
getting it.
Yeah.
All right. I think the easy answer for this is to talk to me in 8 months and I'll be able to give you an answer.
Sure. Okay? Yeah. Right.
When we look back on this and we see the statistics and we see who got it, who did well, who did not do well. The big question is why? Mm. Why did somebody do better than somebody else? Mm. Yes, there are the majority of the cases when people get this, it's going to kind of roll through.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to have minimal effects. They may have a little body ache, like we talked about, a little bit of fever, and they're going to be fine. The majority of the cases, I mean, a good majority of the cases. Mm. Remember, there's an element of, oh, my God. There's a sensationalism to, well, we've got now that 30-something-year-old that's on a ventilator.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Did you lie to us? No, we didn't lie to you. It's simply the disease. And it affected them in such a way that it didn't affect his next-door neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know the answers. And like I said before, we are literally building the airplane as we're flying it. We're gathering new data all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to have a dramatic effect on everyone, and it is. And yes, we are now seeing statistically small amounts, but younger people being dramatically affected by this virus.
I saw the latest numbers from Monroe County yesterday, and I thought it was interesting that the out of the 257 cases, there's 11 new since yesterday morning. Age and gender, the category that has the most people that are tested positive, there's 50 of them in their 30s, 23 men, 27 women. And on either side of that age demographic, the numbers go down. And that's just right now, currently.
But do you feel, Dr. Chuck, that's because the people who are younger are out, or they're not listening, or they're the frontline people that need to still be out?
Again, I'm going to go back to my original statement. Talk mm-hmm. to me in 8 months.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
We have numbers, but we don't have the deeper statistics of where were these people living? Where do they work? Have they traveled?
Mm.
Are they tested now because they just came in from visiting New York City 2 weeks ago?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A lot of little pieces of information that we can't elicit out of the data that we're seeing in the newspaper.
Right, because we have to keep that, yeah.
Right, so there's still a lot of questions being involved. So when we're looking at the numbers, just remember, they're raw numbers, it's something to look at, and something to track, but there's a whole deeper story between every one of those lines.
It's almost like you get these numbers, you look at them, and you can't react to that. You can't say, well, there's only 13 people in their 80s, but there's 50 of them in their 30s. Yeah. Oh, my. You can't even react to it. You just have to look at the data and move on and say, listen, we need to put this in a giant pile. And when this thing slows down, you have to put all those papers into a computer and see what comes out.
So you're saying like people are studying the statistics, right? They're creating these models and comparisons and they're doing the research. Do you think there's more of that going on behind the scenes, and we only know so much of this, like the politicians, the doctors are only telling us so much what we can handle, but there's a lot more going on?
I don't think that they're not telling us more than we could handle. I think the data just hasn't been tweaked out.
Right,
the information hasn't been pulled apart and teased to get the real information that's out there.
Another question. We're on with Dr. Chuck Cavallaro from RGH, from the emergency department there. It was really hard to call you an ED physician because then I look at my job.
I know. I can't write it, Dr. Chuck. It just looks like you're.
And if you do have an ED
problem. You're a different kind of doctor.
Anyway. There's a story today that's starting at 7 p.m. tonight. There's going to be a change at UR Medicine and Rochester Regional Health and others starting the universal masking policy. It's still supposed to start tonight at 7 p.m. Do you know what that is?
I do.
Okay.
I do. So, you know, if I would suggest to you that if you walked in through the halls of the hospital in the patient care areas, or pretty much any hospital in the system, you'd think there was a universal masking policy anyway. And everybody's been wearing masks.
It's just another layer of it is, preventative,
it's
right?
It's almost a, you know, you've been hearing on the news reports that a lot of hospitals don't have the equipment for their staff.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of hospitals are saying, look, don't wear your equipment when you're not, you know, directly involved with a patient in a room.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be walking the halls with your mask. We have to save this stuff. With our hospital system, as I told you before, they're taking very, very good care of the staff.
Okay.
We have the supplies that we need thus far. And again, it's just another common sense preventative measure from transmission from doctor to nurse to technician to secretary.
Mm.
Let's not give it to ourselves. In addition to, let's not spread it around from patient to doctor and doctor to patient and everything else.
Okay,
it's just one more layer. It's just a common sense thing that's going to happen.
Okay, that's going to be... Yeah.
And frankly, in the reality, Sky, we're in close contact with each other all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we can't stay 6 feet apart from each other.
Right.
So we don't have that luxury of, you know, ourselves off in a tight spot like the emergency room,
mm-hmm,
or in intensive care unit. We just can't do it.
When you heard Fauci say, hey, we're looking at 100,000 deaths, and then you hear Sanjay Gupta say, you know, well, now put it into perspective, the flu also kills like 60,000, 80, even though the coronavirus is more lethal and more contagious. What is your take on all those numbers?
Talk to me in 8 months.
Yeah, right? Because
okay.
We don't know.
I don't want to dodge the question, but the reality is those guys are a hell of a lot more smarter than I am, you know, and this is what they do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
They're epidemiologists. They punch the numbers. You know, they've been doing it longer than I've been alive. And that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at things like this and people arguing, people discussing, again, it's a point of conversation. It's something mm-hmm. to rile everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for ratings. But the reality is we don't know the answer to the question. What we do know is a lot of people are getting this, despite the fact that we're trying not to allow them to get it. They're mm-hmm. still getting it. We knew this was going to happen. We're expecting our peak in the next couple of weeks. Again, is it going to be an easy peak or is it going to be a hard peak in the Rochester area?
And that's up to us.
It is up to us, and I think we're doing the best we possibly can. I think there's more that can be done, mm-hmm. But we're doing the best we can. And you know, God willing, this is gonna blow over us, and we hopefully will dodge the bullet. But every other community may not be that lucky. So 8 months from now, I'll tell you all your answers.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, we appreciate what you do day in and day out.
I've got a good team. They do a great job. This is not just me. And frankly, this is what we signed up for a long time ago.
Yeah.
It really is. You know, I hate to say this in such a nonchalant way, but it's basically just another day, just more equipment you got to wear and a few more precautions you have to do.
You do your job.
But yeah. We're still seeing the heart attacks, and we're still seeing the strokes, and we're still seeing, you know, the cuts and bruises and everything else that we normally see. Mm-hmm. So we still are doing our other job in addition to this additional layer of this ominous, silent killer that's out there.
Exactly. One more quick question, Dr. Chuck.
Go ahead.
Do we have to get this in order to become immune to it? I mean, you have to eventually get it in order to get back into society?
Oh, yeah, that is a good question, because I've heard people compare it to chickenpox.
So, again, interesting question. I would be lying to you if I had a definitive answer for this. Mm-hmm. But if it follows the course of any virus, there are some people that just genetically may be more immune to it than others. Mm. When you say, do we have to get it, is the question, do I have to get sick? Or do I have to be exposed to it?
I see. Okay.
So you can be exposed to it and not become horribly symptomatic. You may not even know that you have it. And now you've developed an immunity because your body has created antibodies to it.
I see.
So,
in order for this thing to slow down, I guess was to be the question, does everybody have to be exposed to it in one shape or form in order for, or either that or a year and a half from now, we get a shot or some inoculation that gets us immune to it. So either way, right. It's got to get in us in order to get it away from us in layman's terms, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's true. And and I'll repeat what I said, you know, a couple weeks ago, is how many people have not gotten the flu shot? Mm-hmm. And it's been out there for a long time. Mm-hmm. So the question is, we get a immunity injection for this. Are people going to refuse to get it? Again, we're going to run into the whole thing once again.
I see.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the latest. Can we maybe later on this week, maybe one more time we talk again?
Yeah. Or talk to me in 8 months, and I'll have a lot more.
Dr. Chuck Cavallaro, thanks so much, man. You're the best. Good friend. Thank
you. All right, Scotty, Sandy, thanks.
Okay, talk to you later. Thanks. 99 to Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy, good morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.